Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we told you that Brock Purdy spoke. Let's take a listen. The first question is obvious. Hey, dude, you playing?
It's been good. Really like where I'm at with the progress with it healing up and feeling better and dropping back, throwing, and like where I'm at. So it's been good.
So you're playing Sunday for sure.
We'll see. Yeah, I'm taking it day by day still, but feel a lot better.
So you're playing for sure, super double sure, positive, right?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Feeling good. I mean, yeah. Feeling good, Lewis.
There was a grin in there.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like he's playing.
Other than having a setback, absolutely. And I do think that had the game last Sunday been on Monday, he might have been able to go on Monday.
Maybe.
I think he got to that spot and it was, you know, not 50-50, but probably 70-30. And so they took the more cautious approach and held him out.
All right. How's the toe healing, Brock Purdy?
I liked my progress last week with where I was at and in terms of feeling better, getting better. And so it was just a day-by-day decision. It's the same thing this week. But, I mean, it's no secret. Like, it's been 2.5 weeks or so. And just overall, man, my toe's healed up. It's gotten better. And so when Eddie hit the game-winning field goal, yeah, I could jump a little bit. So I was good enough to do that.
Okay. He was able to jump for joy when Eddie won the game. He was asked, everybody's poking different ways to get him to say that he's going to play. Have you done enough at practice to play on Sunday?
Definitely. Just dropping back and throwing and feeling good about, you know, playing the position of quarterback. And, you know, for me, it's still a day-by-day thing, you know, going up to game time and see how I feel. But I really do think that it's been good progress, good work, and I just feel better overall just with my body and mentally of attacking this game plan and being ready if I'm able to go.
Okay. It's funny the way he said that there at the end. It's like, if I'm able to go.
Right.
Because, yeah, I mean, the tone of it certainly sounds like he is. Hey, remember our conversation last week about can you make it worse? I mean, obviously you can. You're playing football, so you could. But he was asked that question. Here's his answer.
Honestly, it's, you know, it's just like any other injury. You know, if you hurt something, then you know, you can go back out and there's a chance or a possibility of it happening again. That's the nature of the sport that we play. But, you know, for me, like I said, if I'm stepping out in the field, I want to feel really good and not thinking about anything else in terms of am I going to hurt it, am I not. If I'm on the field, I'm not going to be thinking about that.
I just think as 49er fans, we kind of have to settle with the anxiety. I totally get why it's there. We've been battered by this as fans. There's no question about it. It seems constant. You eye roll. The frustration happens every Monday right now. There are a lot of years that feel like this. But at the same time, if a player's ready to play, they play. If a player's ready to play, they play. For me, where I struggle is the concept of it's only week 4. So bottle him up so that you can have him later. I think it diminishes the importance of this game and every game, number one. And number two, I do not think it guarantees anything later at all. So
yeah, and number three, that's not the way this works.
Yeah.
Like, if he is good enough to play, he plays. If Christian McCaffrey is good enough to go out there and catch and block and run with the football, then you're not going to just think, all right, 22 snaps. We're already ahead of pace where we want Christian to be, so that's it. We're going to keep him at 22 touches at the most. If he's healthy, you play him, and if you play him, you use him to where you win the game. So if he's at 26 touches, and there's 5 minutes to go, and it's third and one, and you need to pick up a first down, but he's at 26 touches, he gets the football. If he's healthy, if he's at 30 touches, and it's third and two, and you need a touchdown, and you're at their 20-yard line, you call a play to throw him the football. And it doesn't matter if he's on pace for 423 touches, and Steiny did the math, and he's not wrong that that is a gaudy number, but you've had really tight games, and you don't have other weaponry. So if you're in a tight game again against Jacksonville, and spoiler alert, I think it's going to be a really tight game. Oh. Vegas thinks so too. It's a 3-point spread.
Okay.
If you get in that spot, either you're leading and you need to salt it away, he gets it, or you're trailing and you need to recover, he gets it. So it's the same thing with Brock. If he's good enough, he plays.
More Purdy. DeMarcus Robinson is back with the team.
Awesome. Just having him back out and obviously seeing, you know, what he had done at camp, and it's the same thing. You know, he comes back out and is feeling fresh and looks great and great hands. So excited to have him back and in the game plan.
I'm glad that we've got three games under our belt. I'd like to throw something at you right here.
Okay.
DeMarcus Robinson adjacent. Ricky Pearsall look like a one to you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
When Juwan Jennings is healthy, you like the presence that he brings to the field?
Yeah, you know, yeah, he's been clutch.
You're excited about, like, DeMarcus Robinson is a veteran, successful player, and had a really good camp, according to all reports. So
super excited about it because of what he potentially brings that nobody else has right now.
Which is?
Take the top off.
Okay, take the top
off. Wait, take that top off. You know, with this hot weather we've had, you want to take the top off and just let the sun shine down. This offense so desperately needs a threat.
All right. So pretend everybody's healthy.
Okay.
That's super exciting. I know that's a crazy thought.
Brandon Ayuk too? Or?
Well, that's my question.
Oh, sorry. I jumped the queue.
That's okay.
Darn it. All right.
What do you do? Like Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, DeMarcus Robinson, and then here comes Brandon Ayuk. What do you do?
I think it's going to be situational. Ricky gets the 85% share of receiver snaps, and then situationally third down, yeah, Juwan, if it's just a two receiver set, DeMarcus, you're not going to play. If Ayuk is totally healthy and it's, you know, second down and four and you're going to run it, you're going to have Juwan in there instead of Brandon because Juwan's a better blocker. I think it's situational,
and maybe it will only be this way for the rest of the year because he's only getting a half year and he might still be getting his legs underneath him and whatnot, but my God, what an expensive situational player.
Yeah.
Holy hell. I mean, I just, like, this is obviously down the road.
Way down the road.
Get himself figured out. But I wonder what that receiving core is going to look like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.